Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III here on the evening of Tuesday, October 15th, 2024, already halfway through the month of October. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a lesson here. Whenever you listen to this podcast, this will, as I'm recording this on Tuesday night, go out in the morning at some point. So Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. I'll be checking with Alex at some point this week, hopefully to get you guys set over another bonus content episode over on the Podbean app. That is Greer3A's podcast. For those of you who don't want her, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3-E-D-I-D, apostrophe S podcast over there. It's been a mess since we recorded bonus content over there because of whether it's a marathon or postseason baseball, whatever the case may be. Try to get back over there and do a little catching up over there at the Podbean app. So, Greer3A's podcast is a channel on the Podbean app. You have to download the Podbean app to access that for your K-State sports needs over there. Speaking of needs, K-State soccer needs a win. Didn't get it in its latest matchup there last night. Murphy Sheaf had a terrific performance last night, giving up the one and only goal of this game. K-State falls to BYU 1-0 as K-State still winless in the Big 12 in 2024. Their Sheaf, 11 saves. And that was her season high, 12. Actually, 12 against Colorado. So Murphy Sheaf is doing her part, and this defense is doing what they need to do to win these big soccer game matches. But offense has been a no-show at home at Boozer Family Park, and I don't know what it is, right? So I just talked to one of my buddies. And, hey, it's 2024, man. It's right where it's marathon or anything else that's not been so well in 2024. Not trying to bring this negative energy to this podcast, but what is it going to take for this women's team to generate some kind of offense at home? I don't know what that is. When you have a talented gopher like a Murphy Sheaf giving you opportunities, BYU was consistently on the attack in this game. And BYU's record, looking at it, they came in this game 4 ties on the season. Came in 5-5-4 overall and 3-2-2 in the Big 12. Well, BYU scored that goal in the 22nd minute of this game. That goes to Erin Bailey of the Cougars there, scoring that goal. And that was all she wrote for this team there. Let's see. Yeah. It's, again, I always go back to the numbers when talking about K-State women's soccer. BYU, clear advantage in the shots on goal. Shots 17-10. Advantage 12-4. Circle that, K-State Nation, right? 12-4 on the shots on goal there. And in the course, the Cats matched that intensity but couldn't get one to fall in yet again. And BYU has not lost to K-State. So even these two teams, I believe, didn't they play last year when it weren't conference? No, they were conference foes last year. Excuse me. Take that back. Murphy Sheaf approaching 3,000 minutes at her time here at K-State. She'll get it in the next competition there as well. Jackson Brown, once again, played all the minutes there as well. Alda Anderson, 70th career match. Keep giving me some of these numbers because they are important. But more importantly, K-State hasn't done nothing offensively, and it's become, sadly, it's become the norm. It is what it is. And this team can't win games. And now you're on the verge of, and I know I'm jumping the cart before the horse here, but I'm getting this sense. Yes, it's 2024. We're, 2.5 months away from, Lord willing, approaching a new year. But I'm getting a little worried about this team not winning a game in the conference. Ties don't really mean much for them, right? You're still 3-9-3 in the overall, but you're 0-6-2. Just take away the ties for a second. Just take that out of the equation. Just take it out. 0-6. And when it's lost to BYU, you go 0-6. I don't know, man. It definitely Definitely kind of frustrating when you look at it, because they scored a goal. Now they did play a match while I was out of town, and they fell to, I believe, Cincinnati, if I'm not mistaken, 2-1. That is, so they did score a goal on the road. But when it comes to playing in front of your home crowd, your home crowd, just can't seem to generate enough offense. I don't know what it is this year, but just don't know. I'm just going to put it out there here on the podcast, the 2024 Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer, the soccer postcast edition, BYU 1, K-State nothing on Monday night. Mike DeBeanie, after the match, that quote, that was a good team there, but I felt like we went toe-to-toe with them for 90 minutes. We gave up, unfortunately, an early goal in the first half. Other than that, we had our chances. They had two goal lines clearances. We put them on their toes. I felt like this was a really good game for us in terms of building momentum against a really good team. What kind of momentum is that? That has to mean, what are you talking about? I have no idea, because next up for K-State, they had hit the road yet again, as they will play both the Arizona teams here coming up to end this week, right? So they got Arizona State on Thursday, 9 p.m. Central Time. So the Arizona trip begins Thursday night against Arizona State, and it wraps up Sunday afternoon against Arizona. So again, both games, if you're interested in checking this team out, they seem to play better on the road than they do at home. Hey, I'm just calling what it is. ESPN Plus app will have both these games. Thursday night, of course, Arizona State, and I'm not even going to go to the standings right now, because we already know where we at right there. But Arizona State Thursday night, and then Arizona on Sunday, and we'll just have to see where the coin flips on both of those games for the women's soccer team, because are those matches that you're trying to win? I don't know. Arizona State, I don't know how good they are, but you know what Coach Mike DeBeanie is talking about, momentum. What more man is trying to get from that? You lost the game. He's lost the game. So, I mean, yeah, you can continue to take positives in these losses or ties that you're talking about. But, you know, Alex said it in the latest podcast over on the Podbean app, as I mentioned earlier on this postcast, that, you know, hey, you know, maybe GTA might have to do something. That's not my pay grade. You know, Gene Taylor might have to make a change, because maybe it's definitely, I think it's time to make that change there. But we'll see how the rest of the season goes. But I do know, you know, it looks like K-State women's soccer, unfortunately, is headed, again, not trying to seek positively, not supposed to be negatively, but the numbers and everything else, the results are what it is. you know what it is. Yeah, we can't sit up in here and sugarcoat everything, right? You know, it's like if you play bad, you ran terrible. Hey, you ran terrible, right? So you didn't win, and this TD ain't winning right now. So we'll see. You know, we'll see. Like my Locked On Falcons host Aaron Freeman says, we'll see what happens. But hey, I'm gonna be critical. I'm gonna start being critical of Mike DeBeanie. from here on out, because this team, whatever it is, momentum they're trying to get, I mean, it's whatever it is, it's not working. It's not working for this team right now, and the record is clear. It's clear as day right now for the K-State women's soccer team, 3-9-3, and you don't have a win yet in Big 12 play. That's the big thing coming out of here. You do not have a win coming out of here, and I don't know how deep we're in the Big 12, but hey, it doesn't matter right now, and you have to get a win at least somewhere in there, and you figure out the future later, because I think it's time to make that change atop of the heap. But that's just me talking. So Gene Taylor's gonna have to make that change at some point. And I thought he was gonna do it last year, didn't do it. And maybe the only thing that's wrong right now, as you look at everything else right now, everybody, football's winning, volleyball seems to turn the corner here after a slow start, getting warmed up a little bit. So Thursday is going to be busy for K-State sports. Got volleyball against KU coming up, and you have a late night showdown with women's soccer on the road against Arizona State. We'll see how this team responds here. So yeah, we're gonna leave that in Gene Taylor's hands. But right now, though, K-State loses another 1-0 loss at home against BYU last night. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get wherever podcasts are found. Freedom available daily We're not a chance to record Kansas State content again. Big thanks to Alex Aiden. We'll try to get ourselves back on normal schedule here, at least on the Podbean side of things there, with Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer III. This has been another postcast edition. K-State falls another 1-0 loss to another opponent. This time, BYU, a Big 12 opponent, and K-State remains winless on the Big 12 side here in 2024. Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State coverage of Cats sports continues. Go Cats.